Mr. Vice President, I have the honor to deliver the statement on behalf of the Nordic-Baltic States. We thank both the High Commissioner and the International Independent Expert Mechanism for their comprehensive reports highlighting the importance of ensuring the promotion and protection of human rights and fundamental freedoms of people of African descent, including against excessive use of force in law enforcement. Regrettably, systemic racism persists and discrimination continues to be embedded within various structures, institutions, laws, policies, and behaviors in many countries. We are alarmed by compounded challenges experienced by persons of African descent, including women, children, persons of diverse socioeconomic, and persons with disabilities. Despite positive efforts, significant challenges prevail in combating multiple and intersecting forms of discrimination, which continue to hinder transformative, tangible, and durable progress. These challenges must be addressed through a holistic application that addresses the root causes of systemic racism and ensures the full participation of persons of African descent in public and private life. Mr. High Commissioner, Madam Kunieha, how can intersectional approaches aimed at advancing racial justice and equality in law enforcement be further implemented at national levels to more efficiently address injustices and ensure accountability and redress for persons of African descent? I thank you.